Bracha, everybody. Welcome back to Na'ar Torah, our Anita series. This is shir number 26, and we're dealing with our Chakos, it's the seventh shir, and today we're going to deal with what I like to call the understanding of the food chain. Now, Bezrat Hashem, this shir should be b'schus l'chayelim ha'kdoshim or shomer latzein ha'kosh baruch hu b'magen lehem b'kol makom shehem, just like they are magen on us. Now, since we have finished the Archakos of passing, okay, we're moving on to the third of five types of archakos. Remember, there were five different categories in which we broke up the archakos, ayin and nachir in the first one. And today, we're going to deal with the third type, which is food. And I like to categorize these archakos as the food chain. And it's broken up as follows. I highly recommend looking at the PDF for this year, and specifically because this year there's a flow chart. The flow chart is broken up into is color coordinated so that it's easily understandable. Okay, but here we go. So food is at the top of the chain, and we're going to go in the direct of the left branch. So the left branch, okay, talks about eating together, meaning is a couple who is in nida. Can they eat together? And this splits into two sections. One, can they eat at the same table or from the same plate? Okay, and two, eating her leftovers. And we're going to see that eating his leftovers is going to be fine. But the question arises is if he can eat her leftovers. The second category under the food chain, which is going to be the green section, it's going to be, it's in the middle, it's food preparations, namely, can the husband serve the wife something, and vice versa? Can he pour her a drink? Can he do both? Can he do neither? What if he only does one or the other? This is the second category. And the last section is sending a drink. Can a husband send a drink to his wife if she's in nida? And now it's important to understand that all of the harchakos of the food chain, every harchaka is because it's usher because of the iser of kirva. Okay, we're not worried of Shema Yigaba that maybe he's going to come to touch her. All of the harchakos here are dealing and based on the chashash, the worry that he is going that of kirva, that they're going to be frivolous with one another and it can lead to relations. So Bezrat Hashem, next time we're going to see some examples, but this is a quick introductory shir. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoicheh. Lilmod ulalamed lishmor velasos.